even though most sugyas are in Chulin, there's one very important sugya in Hilchas Tarovis that's dafka in Beitza, and that's on Daf Gimel Amid Beis. And the Gemara there establishes that a Beitza Shenold V'yantif, which is Mukta, if it falls into Taroves, even in 1,000, it's Kulon Asuros. And this you'll see below Tosus V Acheros Bacheros, about two lines below that. In this Arva B'Elef, Kulon Asuros. That's what it says over here.
Right. Because of the Gaushesh material.
Correct.
Okay.
And the Gemara says that this is not so apparently understood, because Mukta is only Derabbanan, although there is one Shita of Rabba that seems to assume that Mukta is Doraisa. Mm-hmm. But we assume, the Gemara says, that Mukta is Derabbanan. And if Mukta is Derabbanan, then Kol Sveika Derabbanan Lekula, every time we take out a piece, an egg from this mixture, we should assume that it came from Heter, and it's a it's a Sofik Derabbanan. So the Gemara suggests another possibility, that maybe it's a Sofek Trefa. In other words, Rashi says Sofek Trefa, Sofek Nolda Mitarnagoles Trefa. We don't know which hen was the mother of this egg, if we could say it that way. And if that be the case, if this egg is a Beitzas Trefa, then we have a Doraisa, and therefore, in a case of a Safeg Trefa, we have a Safeg Doraisa. So the Gemara says, Ihachi Ema Seifa, Nisarva Be'elef Kulan Asuros. It doesn't make any sense. If we're talking not about Mukta, but we're talking about Trefa, then Trefa certainly should be Batel in a Taroves. In fact, it's probably a Taroves of Yovesh B'Yovesh, and therefore it should be Batel B'Rov.
Right.
So Gemara says the following, Bishlema, if we're talking about a Beitza that we don't know, if it was born, if it was laid on Yontif, or it was on Chol, Havidav Sheyesh Lo Matirit.
Right.
Then we can understand why the din of bittul is suspended. Kol davar sheyesh lo matir nafilu b'elef lo batel. We'll see exactly why in a minute. Ela I amrit safek trefa is davar sheyesh lo matir in hivati batel b'rov. So that's the Gemara. Trefa is not a davar sheyesh lo matir in, whereas mukta is. Rashi says, Sheyesh lo matirin, sheyachol liachlo acher yontif beheter gomur. Zafil bielef lo batel, afgav to be deraisa. Chag betray batel, dechsiv acher rabim lahatos, achmor rabbonon, hoil viyesh lo matir lachar zman, lo yachlenu bi Israel yidei bitel.
What does he say? Afupid the deraisa. Because if you're, except for the one Mandamer that holds that it's the Oraisa, we're talking about it, that it's Derabbanan anyway. We're talking about Mukta now, or we're talking about
Trefa? No, we're talking about Bittul now. Oh. Everybody agrees that Bittul is Doraisa. Rashi
no,
says...
Bittul of what?
Bittul of Chad Betray. In case of Yovish B'Yovish. So he says, Afal Gav to be Doraisa, everybody agrees that Chad Betray Bottle, Tetsiv Achrei Rabam Lahatos.
Right.
Right. So you have three eggs, one of which is Mukta, or even Trefa for that matter. Right? So the Torah says, take out an egg, and you could assume it came from the rove. That's called Achirav Lahatas. So here too, in the case of a Beitza that fell into a Tarovus, and we're talking about 1,000 eggs, and certainly I should be able to say anytime I take out one of the eggs, it's not the Mukta one. So why do we say that in the case of Mukta, that if it's this Arabel, if it's Lobotah, what about the Dindo Rice of Bittul Barov? So Rashi says, Achmar Rabbanan. The Rabbanan told you not to rely on Rov. The Torah said you could rely on Rov.
That's what I'm saying. What are they talking about the din of Rov by Diraisi? It's a Rabbanan din altogether. We're talking about Muktzah.
No, he's saying that the Rabbanan were Machmir and they suspended the din Doraisa of Bittul. Right?
Right.
Why did they do such a thing? That's what I wanted to get to. The punchline of Rashi. Rashi says, Hol v'yeshlo matir lachar zman. You just wait until after Yontif, and it'll be mutter. It's lo yochlenu b'Yisrael yidei bittul. Applying bittul means that there's no. It's a default position. If there are no other options, for less brera, the fallback position is bittul, and that's the Torah gave us that green light. So the Rabbanu wanted to be machmer, and they said if you can avoid using bittul, then please do so. If you could wait until the Issa becomes heter and you don't need bittul, that's what the Rabbanan want. Again, the Torah would say, even though it's going to be mutter tomorrow, there's bittul. The Torah has halacha of bittul that applies unconditionally. But the Rabbanan added a condition. They said, if it's a davreshet, ein lo matirin, it'll remain asur, then we're going to rely on bittul. But we're going to suspend bittul in the case of davreshet matirin. Why are you so impatient? Why can't you wait a couple hours, a half a day, or a day till after Yontif, and then you'll be able to eat it beheter? That's what we get from this Rashi. So far, so good. The Ran has a whole nother pshat. The Ran says that the reason why a davar sheyesh lo matirin is not batel is because of another sugya. There's a sugya mesechted Nida on Daf Samach Alf called heter beheter. I think we discussed it once. Yeah, let's say, for example, you weave a garment. 99% of it is made of wool, but you add one thread of linen. And it's kalayim. It's big day kalayim. You're not allowed to wear it.
Shatnez.
So the Gemara asks, but what about bittul? I mean, there's one thread that should be bittul in all the other threads. So the Gemara says that bittul only works when you have iser and heter. But if you have heter v'heter, it's heter v'heter is low bottle.
Similar to min b'mino.
Oh, so comes along the Ran, and the Ran wants to suggest that davar sheyesh lo matirin is heter v'heter. Again, not midaraisa. Midaraisa, it's asur. Let's say you have chadash, right? Chadash, which is the wheat that was cut down before Tetzayim B'Nisan. That's also in Ator B'Chadosh. And it will become Yashan, it will become Mutter after Tetzayim B'Nisan. So the halacha is that Midaraisa, if Chadosh gets mixed up in Yashan, it's Batal. Because Bittul B'Rov applies to Yavesh B'Yavesh. The Torah relies on Rov. The Rabbanan suspended Rov. Why? Because it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin, it will become mutter. Comes along the Ran, and he says what the Rabbanan said was that it's already mutter now. It's not really mutter, but we already see the Heftza al pidin as being a Heftza de terah. Why? Because with the passage of time, it will become mutter. Oh, so now you have a mixture of heter beheter, because the Chodesh itself is considered heter, and the Yoshan, of course, is heter. And heter beheter, low bottle. In fact, we once discussed, if you might recall, the Gemara in Chulin Adaf Kuv Ches says that if chalav, a tipas chalav falls on a chatichas basar and it's less than no same time, the Gemara says you can eat it. And Rav explains why. Rav says because derech bishol asra Torah. That the Torah only prohibited basar b'chalav if it was through bishul. And bishul requires nesinas tam. If there's no nesinas tam, then there's no bishul. But notice that Rava doesn't give the obvious answer to the question. If it's less than nesinas tam, then we should apply the principle of bittul. Rava seems to be like allergic to bittul. Instead of saying bittul, Rava says you're allowed to eat this because it was derech bishul as Torah. This is not considered derech bishul. So the Mepharshim say, why did Rava circumvent Bittul? Why didn't he mention Bittul? And the answer is because Bas V'chol is always Heter V'Heter, and therefore it's not Bittul. In any event, the Ran in the Dorin, not here, applies the principle of Heter V'Heter, Lo Bittul, to explain Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Every case of a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin is considered Heter V'Heter, because even though it's also now, it will become Mutta later. We already anticipate, so to speak, now that it'll be Mutta, and therefore it has the status of Heter, and Heter is never Bittul in Heter. So now we want to open up the tour in Simon Kuf Beis, and the tour is codified by the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, in Simon Kuf Beis, Seif Zion. Okay? So the tour and the Shulchan Aruch quote the Rashba. And the Rashba says in Torah Habayis, that if you have a suffek trefa that falls into a taroves, and what's the case? This is not the case of the Gemara, because the case of the Gemara clearly, when you have a beitza and you don't know which hen laid the egg, that's a suffek trefa, and that beitza, which is a suffek trefa, is bottle. The Gemara says explicitly it's bottle because the Davashe ain't lo matirin. Oh. But what happens in the following case? You know exactly which hen laid this egg. You know the Tarnagolas that was responsible for the laid of this Beitza. But you don't know something about the Tarnagolas. The Tarnagolas itself is a Suffolk Trefa. You know, in the first case, which is the Gemara's case in Beitza and after Gimel Beis, here you have all your Tarnagolos. You know exactly which is Trefa and which is Bria, is healthy. But you find an egg and you don't know where that egg came from. That's called a Beitza, that's a Suffolk Trefa. The case of the Rashba is a different case. In the case of the Rashba, we know exactly which is the mother hen that laid this egg, but we have a suffix about the mother hen itself. Is it a trefa or is it not a trefa? So the Rashba has a havamina and a maskana. His havamina is that there's no bittul if this suffix trefa falls into a tarovis because the davar sheyesh lo matirin. Why is it a davar sheyesh lo matirin?
Because you can find out.
Exactly. We'll wait to see if this tarnagola survives the year, you know, 12 months. And we know it's not a trefa.
You have to wait to 12 years. You can't shecht it and then be bodeg.
Oh, well, yeah, that's a good question. I don't know the answer to that question. Or there's if this tarnagola lays an egg that's viable, then that also proves it's not a trefa. In any event, there are many ways in which we can clarify whether or not this hen is a trefa or is not a trefa. So the Rashba thinks that's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Why should you apply bittul here when you can find out if it's mutter? Says the Rashba, no. It's not a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Why not? A davar sheyesh lo matirin means it's definite that it's going to become mutter. For example, if you wait with this muktzah until after yontif, it's undoubtedly going to become mutter. If you wait with chadash until after tetzayim b'nisan, then for sure, for certain, it's going to become mutter. Here, we can never be sure because we don't know if this tarnagolas, the mother of this egg, is going to be clarified as a bria, as a healthy hen, or on the contrary, it'll be clarified as a trefa. We don't know it. The Rashba also adds another point. He says that the classical case of a davar sheyesh lo matirin is something that is going to happen automatically by itself. You don't have to intercede actively. Here, you're going to have to actively intercede to find out if the hen is a trefa or not. So let's read the Rashba inside again, as it's quoted in the Tur and in the Mechaber. Yesh Misha Omer. So we're in Kuf Beis, Sif Beis. Shlo Omru Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, which means low bottle, Elek shamatir osid lavo. I'll call pun. I'll call pun means it's definite.
Right.
Oh, or alternatively, imamatir biyado lasoso. Or if he can actively create the heter. For example, tevel is called a davar sheyesh lamatirin. Now you may ask me, how do I know it's going to become mutter? It's going to become chulin. The answer is because I could be mafresh. That's also considered vadai. But the bottom line is, it's got to be vadai that the heter will come into being.
So that would eliminate, though, my question, because the fact you can shecht the chicken doesn't make any difference because you still don't know
right.
until after you shecht it. So
right.
it's not like shechting it makes it kosher.
Right. Aval davar she'eino biyado. The eno bivadai sheyavo hamatir eno bedin davar sheyesh lo matir lefichach beitza shel safek treifa says the Rashba. You don't know if the mother of this hen of this egg is a treifa or not. Shenis arva bachero, so the egg gets mixed up with others. Eino bedin davar sheyesh lo matirin, it will be bottled in taroves. Lufi she'ein amatir bevadai v'eino biyado. Mimara shach, the heter is not in the bag, so to speak. It's not in the bag like the other cases of chadash and muktza, where just the passage of time will definitely engender the heter, and it's not definite in quotation marks because of anything that I can do. What we're going to do is we're going to wait to see if the hen that laid this egg is a treifa. But maybe at the end of the day we'll find out that it is a treifa. So the heter is not in the bag. And there's nothing I can do to create that heter. But Rabosai, what we're interested in is not the maskana of the Rashba, but the havamina of the Rashba. Let me explain what I mean. The Rashba felt compelled, in this case of a suffix treifa, that got in this Arva Bacheros, he felt compelled to break through with new principles, circumscribing and limiting the halakha of Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. And he wanted to say that, you know, this is not a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Obviously, in his half minute, he was of the opinion that this would be a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. It's not at all clear why it would be a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. And for that, I want you to see the Machtzis HaShekel, which is on page Resh Ayin Vav. And we're going to look on the right column, all the way on the bottom of your page. We don't have to go through the first half of this Machtzis HaShekel, because that I gave you Baal Peh. But if you count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines up from the bottom, the first word of the line is what? Just to see if we're on the same line.
B'sefer.
B'sefer, excellent. He says, Achen, B'sefer Tzemach Tzedek, one of the great poskim. This is not the Lubavitcher Rebbe, who's also known as the Tzemach Tzedek.
Yeah, right.
He says, Hevi Kusha B'shem Agon Moreno Arav Gershon Baal Mechaber Avodas Agirshuni. So we have here the Machtzis HaShekel, the name of the Tzemach Tzedek, who's quoting the Avodas HaGirshuni, to ask a kasha on the Rashba. Ha'atam de davar sheyesh lo matirin lo batal. What is the logic behind davar sheyesh lo matirin? Mishum di asha tochlena be'isa tochlena be'heto le'achar mikan. Why eat it in the state of Iser with bittel when you could wait a while, le'achar mikan, and it'll be heter? This was what we saw in Rashi and Beitza. In Cain, Eich Efshar de Safek Beitzas Trefa, Havi Davar Sheyesh Lo Matir. What was the Havamin of the Rashba to classify a Safek Trefa, Beitzas Safek Trefa, as a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin? Ayyadei Sheyisha HaTardegoles, I don't know, Chaf Aleph Yom, I'm not sure what that means. I think it will.
I mean,
I don't know exactly.
Made.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what that is. Again, we have to learn more about Hilchos Treifos for that. Hami Manafshach. Okay, so here's the cash. Now we have to all perk up. You know? Even those who are going on 2 hours of sleep. Okay. Hami Manafshach. Im tatil beitzim achar chaf aleph. If it
oh,
will,
that's the chaf aleph he's talking about.
That's chaf aleph. That there's some biological principle here that proves that if it gives, it gives beitzim after long intervals, it must be that it's not a treifa. Is vatanigols ksheira? Is him kelo heis a treifa meol? It was never a treifa, so you can't even talk about dom sheish matirin. Dom sheish matirin is something that's also now falls into tyrovus and will become mutter. Here it was always mutter from the get go, from day one.
There's a huvra or a davar. It's not
correct. It's huvra though. In kelo shayach dom sheish lo matirin, kevich lo heis a sura. On the other hand, the miyutzach gats treifa. If we discover that indeed it's a treifa, him came late. Leslie had to claw.
Right,
treifa is a davar she'elo matirin.
Right,
vaday hi asura. V'im kein. This is just summarizing the kasha. Below taima shal arashba, without this new breakthrough principle, the rashba she'eno biyado v'ena mata yovel v'vaday. Is ain shayach was a davar she'elo matirin? What was the rashba thinking when he asked this question? And it's not just a, again, this is more than just an issue about the mind of the Rashba. It's while Loch the Rashba was compelled to justify his conclusion by breaking a new principle that's going to have tremendous repercussions, that's codified here in the Shulchan Aruch. He didn't need it at all. Suffolk makes a strafe, it's not a davar she'elo matirin, period. There's nothing to talk about. It's not a davar she'elo matirin because a davar she'elo matirin is isa that will become heter. Suffolk beitz is treifa is not a davar asa that become mutter. It's a davar that we don't know whether it's asa or not. If it's mutter, it's mutter. If it's asa, it's asa. It was always asa. It was always mutter. But it's not something that was asa at one point in time. Before T1, it was asa, and at T2, it became mutter. That's not so. This is the kash of the Tzemach Tzedek. What would you say about this, Cash? You have an answer? I racked my brains. I couldn't come up with an answer. It's this, what you, I call this like a TKO, a bomb Cash.
Eyes in a Cash.
Eyes in a Cash. There's no way out.
Is that true? Now, does this apply to other types of spakus also? For instance, let's say somebody, a shomer chinam even say.
Okay.
And he steals the item and gets mixed up with several of his own items.
Oh, so there's a famous shach about whether or not we say bittel in mominus, in dini mominus.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a good other thing because you could say it's yesh for matirin because he could either return the stolen item or he can be koneh with a shinui or he can do something or other where it's no longer a stolen object, so to speak.
But Alan, I'm not sure why, ostensibly why that's Nogetos.
So, because depending on the way the Rashba learns, whether that qualifies as a yesh bo matirim or not, it, with his rules, or you don't need it. In other words, is it something that, it's not something that will occur me'alav.
But wait a second, again, Alan, what I want you to focus your attention on is the following question. How could the Rashba, or why does the Rashba think that a beitza suffix treifa is a davar sheish lo matirin?
Right. Okay.
Davar sheish lo matirin clearly, and there's no way out of this. I mean, what I'm about to tell you is 1,000% according to everyone. Davar sheish lo matirin means something that's also that will become mutter.
Right.
He's talking about a case of something we don't know whether it's also or mutter. It's never going to become mutter. I mean, it may take me X number of days or years till I find out, till I even reveal the truth. But it was never an object which was us or became mutter. The davar sheish lo matirin means there's a matir. There's something to be matir the isa. There's no matir on an isa treifa. Again, it could very well be that this is not a treifa. And it's very well, we certainly can find out whether it's a treifa now. We can do the experiment. But it's not a davar sheish lo matirin. Ribbono Shalom, a davar sheish lo matirin means wait until it becomes mutter. It doesn't mean wait until you can clarify whether it's mutter or not. And he formulates it in a beautiful way. He calls it the Tzemach Tzedek HaMimonav Shach. He says, if it's mutter, if it's not a treifa, so there's nothing to talk about. The Hilchos Bittel don't even kick in. Elo, what? You're afraid that it's a treifa. It's a treifa. It's a, once a treifa, always a treifa. You can't be matir a treifa. You know.
Does it make a difference whether the egg came was taken from the uber emo, so to speak, or whether it was actually it was yotzer before the aim was killed or whatever happened?
So for that you'd have to learn Simon. I think it's Pei Ches, if I'm not mistaken. How does the Rashbi even entertain the possibility that this is called a Dovashiyeshal Matir? So he says, V'echad, you have the next line? V'echad min ha-talmidim ha-maskilim. Now, word maskilim means intelligent, right. But I'm not sure if he's using this facetiously or, you know, like, you ever hear the phrase, an ibachacham, like, you know, the chacham for the Manish Tana, you know, I'm not sure that he means to say that perk up, because this guy is a real brilliant, you know, genius. You know, he was accepted to the, you know, he was one of the first students that applied in that year to MIT that got accepted. He got his acceptance letter before everybody else. I don't know if that's what he means. He says he's a Talmud Mask. Like, I don't know. He may be saying it tongue in cheek. I don't know. But let's see
what he says.
Let's see what he says, and then we're evaluating. You should just be prepared that the Tzemach Tzedek is going to just completely smash this Talmud maskil, that his teretz is not worth the paper it's written on. So what did the Talmud maskil say? The Harashba hutzrach letaimei. Why did the Rashba need to come up with some new principle in order to justify that Sofik Beitz Streifa is not a Dovr Sheishlo Matirin, it's a Dovr Sheishlo Matirin? Demiri, because we have to add one little detail to the case. One little piece of the puzzle was left out. Kigon shall call upon him be isuro omed afli achar yontiv mitzad treifasa. He says that even though, in fact, we could apply bittul, and the Rashba knew this, as far as one dimension of this egg is going to be a two-dimensional egg.
Yeah, two problems. Yeah.
Two problems, two halachic issues. But as far as the dimension or the aspect of treif is concerned, enochinami, we need bittul, and bittul will apply. The Rashba never had a hava mina to say that in Hilchas, you know, Hilchas Safek treifa, it's a dover sheishlo matirin, and therefore wouldn't be bittul. But the issue is a different issue. Shenolda biyantif misafik treifa. When did that hen lay the egg? That hen that whose status is questionable laid the egg on yantif, which means that no matter what, whether the hen is healthy or it's a treifa, the egg is certainly what? Mukta. So the Rashba wanted to know whether or not we could apply bittul as far as the iser treifa is concerned. But yet, it's a Dover Sheishlo Matirin as far as the Samukta is concerned. Meaning, we definitely have to wait till after Yontif to remove the Isur what? The Isur Mukta. But maybe, says the Rashba, we should apply the following logical rule. That although it's a Dover Sheishlo Matirin as far as Mukta is concerned, but from this again, we can still apply bittul as far as treifa is concerned. Treifa is not a dover sheishlo matirin. Meaning, according to the Talmud Maskil, the Rashba never had a habit to question whether or not we should suspend bittul with regard to treifa. That for sure we should apply bittul because treifa is a dover sheishlo matirin. But the Rashba wanted to know, well, if let's say the bittul is being held up, because this beitza, at the same time it's a suffix treifa, happens also to be mukta. So we have to hold up, right? We have to suspend bittul mitzad iser mukta. Do we suspend bittul even as far as the iser treifa is concerned? You know, once you can't apply bittul for this, you can't apply bittul for that. So the Rashba understood, as a dover pashut, that bittul could apply vis-a-vis treifa. But on the other hand, bittul cannot apply vis-a-vis the iser Muktzah, because again, even though there are two different Isurim with regard to this Chefza, the Beit says Tzvei Dinim, you'd say Brisket terminology, right? But nevertheless, these two Isurim are independent one of the other. And the Rashba just wanted to point out to you that maybe we have to suspend Bittel here because of the principle of Dorash Yesh Lomatirin vis-a-vis the Isur Muktzah. And the Rash wanted to say, no, we could still apply Bittel as far as the Isur Treif was concerned. So here's the Nafka Mina according to the Talmud Maskil. If I wait till after Yontif, I can invite the entire community and we'll have egg omelets from Lava Malka on Motzi Yontif. I don't know if there's a dinner of Lava Malka Motzi Yontif. Right? Why? Because Mimanashach it's Mutter. Bittoras Treif it's Mutter because of Bittel. And Bittoras Muktzah, I waited until after Yontif, so everything is good. But let's say I went ahead and I wanted to make a cheese omelet from this egg on Yontif itself. Okay, maybe you could remove the Isur Treifa, because that's subject to Bittel, but the Isur Muktzah doesn't lend itself to Bittel because the Dorash Yesh Lomatirin, so you should know, says the Rashba, that if you eat this egg on Yontif, it will be Asur Bitaromis. Aye, what about Bittel? The answer is the Dorash Yesh Lomatirin. What do you mean it's the Dorash Yesh Lomatirin? It's Treifa. The answer is it's also at the same time Muktzah. So Bittoras Muktzah, it's a Dorash Yesh Lomatirin. Therefore the Rashba insists, again in his Halamina, that you're going to have to wait until after Yontif to eat this Beitza. Don't fool yourself, says the Rashba, to thinking that because the Dorash Yesh Lomatirin vis-a-vis the Isur Treifa, therefore I can apply Bittel, and once it's Bittel, is the Isur Muktzah is gone with the wind. Name! You're going to need Bittel for the Isur Muktzah. And if you don't have Bittel on the Isur Muktzah, you're going to violate the Isur Muktzah if you eat this egg. Therefore, it's a Dorash Yesh Lomatirin. Wait till after Yontif. That's the Hava Mina of the Rashba.
Okay. So wait till after Yontif so you won't be able to eat it.
No. Wait till after Yontif. In order that, you don't need Bittel. Okay. It's a Motzi Yontif. The Isur Muktzah is poof, went up and spoke. And the as far as the Isur Treif was concerned, that was Bottle. Correct.
Okay, gotcha.
He says, you can't say that on Yontif itself you're allowed to eat the egg. Came in the Kshera, because it's no longer Treifa. He says that we can't do. Why? The al kolponim b'shasli dosoi sasur mitzad shenoldu biyantiv. Even though you might want to remove the Isur Treifa in one shape or form, but it's not going to help you to remove the Isur Muktzah, therefore you have to wait till after Yontif. That was the Havmin of the Rashba. That's why the Rashba thought that in this case of an overlap of both Treifa and Muktzah, it's called the Dovash Yesh Lomatir. Ad kan tirutzo shel Talmud. Achein aval tzemach tzedek heishiv al tirutzo. Chada, first of all, the loshen Rashba lo mashma kein. Where do you see any remez in the Rashba? The Meiri v'sofi trick for shenol to be yotif. Where does it say it? I mean, according to the Talmud Maskil, with all due respect, the key of keys here to unlock the mystery of the strange Rashba is to assume that we're talking about a case of Nol to be Yontif. Where does it say that in the Rashba? There's not even a remez in the Rashba. No. I love those Chinese thing. I could put on that, you know. Alright.
Yeah.
Now we're in a situation where 50% of the shear is on the phone, you know.
Where?
The ode, yeah? Afil lefi taimo shel Rashba. So what was the Rashba's breakthrough? What was his heter to say that it's a Dovash Ein Lo Matirin and therefore Bittel would apply? He says because there's no heter that's vadai lovo. You know, you have no passage of time, it's a treifa, and not only that, It may at the end be a treifa. You can't change that situation. You can't be mater a treifa. You can't shech the treifa, right? He says, what are you talking about? Havi biyantiv davar sheish lo matirin. Mishudachi ochlen biyantiv bishnei isurim tochlen oliachar yantiv biser echad. What's the Rashba talking about here? The Rashba is saying, no, we can apply bittul, and we don't have to wait. You do have to wait. Although, as far as the Isur Mux is concerned, you can apply bittul. Fine, that's great. That was never even a habamina. For sure, bittul applies to trefa. But what? You have a problem as far as Mux is concerned. So then what is the Rashba batting about? What is he telling me? Kamash v'lo? No, there is bittul and it's a Dover She'en lo matir. It's a Dover She'en lo matir. Wait till after Yontav. You eat it on Yontav, you're violating the Isur Mux. The Rashba doesn't even have to mention that it was a Safek Treifa, and we have to clarify and we can't come. Let's say it was a Vadei Treifa. It would still be a Dover Sheish Lamatir because it's Mukta. What is the Rashba telling me? That in this very case, there's no blockage, there's no barrier of Dover Sheish Lamatir which prevents Bittul. It's a Dover Sheish Lamatir, and there's no Bittul because you got to wait till after Yontif. Yeah, what you can tell me that it's not a Dover Sheish Lamatir as far as the Treifa is concerned, that we knew from the get-go. That was never even a happening. The Treifa for sure is not a Dover Sheish Lamatir. So what pushed the Rashba to create and break new ground with new principles in Hilchos Dover Sheish Lamatir?
Rebbe, here's the following.
Do you have the place though? I just want to make sure that you Lachem Tirates Hatzemek Tzedek, yeah. If you can find that. You know, so we're all...
Okay, well, the situation depends on which one you're working on first. Whether you're working first on the fact that it's Muktzah or the fact of whether it's bottled as a Treifa. Let's just say it's a Vadai Treifa, okay?
Okay.
It's a Vadai Treifa.
Right.
And because of that, it's bottled Barov.
Correct.
Okay, so now it's bottled Barov. This... Beitza. Now, was this Beitza was actually born on Yontif? Was this a Beitza that we created because we settled the dispute of Bottle Barov? You understand what I'm saying?
No. What I do know is that according to the Talmud Maskil, this Beitza was born on Yontif. I mean, that's the Mitzvah.
That's what he's saying.
That's what he's saying.
What I'm saying is once. That how do you matir this Vadai Treifa?
Oh, Vadai Treifa.
It's a Vadai Treifa.
Right, so you're going to be matir through
right.
Bittul.
Right, so you did it through Bittul. What does Bittul do? What does Bittul do? Is Bittul make this a new Bria altogether? So that is, and if it's a new Bria, it was never a Treifa. It was never a Treifa. It didn't come from this chicken. And it, no. Therefore, it's not muktzah. On the other hand,
I would say it maybe a little differently because it's hard for me to believe that it's a new birya, you know, and it wasn't hatched on Yontif. So I would say something a little different. Maybe the Talmud Maskil thinks Yesh Lachor, what is Bittul? Is Bittul Ha'isur or is Bittul Ha'cheftah? Is the Cheftah
Bar? That's
how I would say it, a little bit different. Yeah. I don't know if I'm willing to go as far as saying it's a Birya Chadasha and it wasn't
but,
born.
But whatever it is,
Once we're Vatal Ha'cheftah, if we're Vatal Ha'isur, then we can only be Vatal Ha'isur Treifa, we can't be Vatal Ha'isur Muktzah because Muktzah doesn't lend itself to Bittul. It's an Isur that's called a Dover Sheish Lamatirin. But if we can go further and say that maybe Bittul is Vatal Ha'cheftah itself,
right.
Heftah loses its identity.
I
can't deny that it was born at Yontif, but in this Tarovis we can't identify it.
I'm not sure exactly what Bittul does, but depending on what Bittul does, it may be that there was no, there's no din of there's no din of.
But I just want to make two comments, Alan.
Yeah.
First of all, it's clear that the Tzemach Tzedek understood that Bittul is chal on the Isur. And therefore, he says you can't apply Bittul to the Isur Muktzah. You can apply Bittul to the Isur Treifa, but not to the Isur Muktzah. And therefore, it remains a situation which we have to wait until after Yontif. That's point number one. But point number two is that even if we would somehow defend the Talmud Maskil by saying that Bittul is chal not on the Isur but on the Cheftah,
yeah.
And the Cheftah loses its identity in this Tarovis,
right.
I still don't understand why then does the Rashba justify his new conclusion in which he whittles down that category called Dovashesh Lamatirin and he says it doesn't apply here. Meaning, the Rashba seems to be focused on the Issa Trefa. And he says the nature of the Issa Trefa is such that Trefa will never become Mutter and there's nothing that you can do, there's nothing in your power to create a Heter for this Trefa. Let's just drop that whole thing. According to Talmud Maskil, if the Rashba wants to explain why it's not a Dovash Eish L'Matirin, he'll say the following, that it's Trefa, and Bittul applies to the Cheftza.
Right.
But that's not what the Rashba is saying. The Rashba is saying that it's a Dovar She'en Lo Matirin. Why is it Dovar She'en Lo Matirin? Because we don't know if the Heter is going to come into
it. You can read it into it by saying, but he says, in, since Trefa, well, there's no Matir for Trefa.
Right.
There's no Matir for Trefa. So what you're saying basically is, when you're saying that you can be, it is Batel Barok, you can't be Matir or Trefa. What you're saying, there is no Trefa, that I made it a new Hefza, so to speak, as we're talking. That's what the Rashba is actually saying. And once I make it a new Hefza, we're no longer talking about Muktzah. Because this Hefza was never born.
Well, but the only thing is, I didn't catch, maybe you said it and I spaced that, I don't know. How are you fitting that into the Rashba?
Because he's saying that the Trefa is never will become anything.
Right.
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 So, what he's saying is, therefore, the Be'ah we're talking about is not a Trefa. We were already by the Din.
But Alan, didn't the Rashba know, even in his Havamina, that a Trefa has no Heter? And Afal Pichain, he thought it was the Dovash Eish L'Matirin, says the Talmud Maska, because of the Isur Mukta, the Dovash Eish L'Matirin.
Right.
So in the Maskoni, he shouldn't have said, well, this is not a Dovash Eish L'Matirin because it'll never become Mukta. He should have said that this is not a Dovash Eish L'Matirin because of the Isur Mukta. You know, it's a little bit difficult, I think, to fit it into the words of the Rashba. But just give me one minute. There's a thought that I wanted to... Yeah. Just 1 second. I just want to make sure what I'm about to say makes any sense. Could we say that? Oh. Just 1 second. Yeah, maybe you could say like this. That's what I wanted to throw out an idea here. In the Havamina, again, according to the Talmud Maskil, I want to get him to get up to the Tzelek Tzedek himself, but in the Havamina, the Rashba was thinking that we definitely have to wait until after Yontif in order to eat the egg because it's Muktzah Yontif. And Muktzah is not Batel in the Tarovas because of Dovash Eish Lo Matirin.
Correct.
The Rashba is Mechadish in the Maskana that's not how Dovash Eish Lo Matirin works. You can eat the egg on Yontif. Why? Because Dovash Eish Lo Matirin, says the Rashba, depends upon another factor. Whether this egg itself will become mutter. And the answer is the egg won't become mutter. Why? Because of the trefa element.
But it will become mutter. Because it'll be bottle barov.
No. Again, we're trying, let's not put the horse in front of the carriage. We're trying to figure out whether Bittul should apply to this Beitza such that I can eat it on Yontif. The Havamina of the Rashba is there's no way, no how you can eat this egg on Yontif through Bittul. Bittul is suspended because of the Isur Mukta, wait until after Yontif. Comes along the Rashba and he says, Nein, you misunderstood where the Dovash Eish Lo Matirin is. In this case, you can eat the egg on Yontif and Bittul will apply and there's no Isur Mukta. Why is there no Isur Mukta? Because Dovash Eish Lo Matirin requires that the Hefta will become Mutter. And since I can never say about this Hefta that it will become Mutter, is therefore it's not a Dovash Eish Lo Matirin, and therefore the Hefta is Batel. In the Havamin he thought that since it's the Isur Mukta will be lifted, then it's a Dovash Eish Lo Matirin. There's no way that I can eat the egg on Yontif. Comes along the Rashba in his Maskana, and he redefines Dovash Eish Lo Matirin in such a way that I can apply Bittul and this egg can be eaten on Yontif. I don't even have to worry about Mukta. Why don't I have to worry about Mukta? Because you're telling me that after Yontif I can eat this egg. No! After Yontif I could eat the egg would make it into a Dover Shesh Lamatir if I knew 100% beyond the shadow of a doubt that I could eat the Yontif. But I don't know that, because as far as the Din of Muktzahs, as far as the Din of Treva is concerned, I really have no clue whether I'll be able to eat this egg. And since I only have no clue whether I'll be able to eat this egg, and there's no way of predicting Vavados that I'll be able to eat this egg, therefore it becomes a Dover Shesh Lamatir. In other words, what the Rosh was vacillating about, according to the Talmud Maskil, is the following. How do we define a Dover Shesh Lamatir? In the Havamina, the Rosh was said, why apply Bittel if there's going to be a Heter? And in terms of the Issa Muktza, why should I apply Bittel since there's going to be a Heter? Comes on the Rashi, he says, name. What I need to do is define beyond the shadow of a doubt with certainty that this Hefta will become Mutta. That I can't do. Why can't I do it? Because it's also not just Mukta, it's also Trefa. Or Sophic Trefa, whatever it is. Even though it's Sophic Trefa, you may say, well, I'll clarify that it wasn't Trefa, I'll wait 12 months, whatever it is. But no, that's not what we mean when we say it's a Dom Shesh Lamatin. When we say it's a Dom Shesh Lamatin, we know that there's going to be a Heta. On this basis, we don't know that there's going to be a Heter, neither because of the passage of time, nor because of Biyado, and therefore the Beitza itself is a Dover She'en Lo Matirin, and I can apply Bittel even on Yontif. So the Talmud Maskil is just giving us a little bit of an insight as to what the Havamina of the Rashba was, if you assume that the Rashba was talking about this weird Metzius in which the Suffolk Beitz, the Suffolk Tarnagolas Trefa laid an egg on Yontif. And the Rashba was of the opinion that at least as far as vis-a-vis the Isser Mukta, I have to wait until after Yontif, and I can't apply Bittel, so don't even dream of eating the egg on Yontif. That was the Rashba's Havamina. I mean, the Rashba was Mechadish, a brand new Klal, redefining Dover Shesh Lamatirin, that if this object will not be definitely be able to be eaten, it's not definitely going to be permissible, then it's not a Dover Shesh Lamatirin, it's Memela, Bittel is Chal, and I can eat the egg on Yontif. Again, it's not going to be the Tzemach Tzedek, but I think if we take Maskil seriously, not facetiously, I think this Talmud was again, he might have been accepted Talmud or Yale. I don't know.
It just seems to me it makes a difference which of the two problems you attack first. If you attack first whether it's Muktza or how you solve the problem of Muktza, let's say, or whether you how you solve the problem of Trefa which one you do first. If you solve the problem of Trefa first, right, and you decide that it's Botel Barov,
right,
okay, then that falls away what you're saying, because you're saying, well, God, then you still can't eat it because double grade is showing all the and you're not allowed to eat it afterwards, but you are allowed to eat it afterwards because you already decided beforehand that it's Botel Barov.
So I'm saying, if the Rashba was saying that, Alan, that's my claim, then it's a little bit of a far cry from, again, reading the language of the Rash, but Dover Shesh Lamatirin is Kishah Mater, Asid, Lov, Al Kol Ponim, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
He just should have said, you know what, that once I can apply Bittel to one Isur, then Bimela, all the other Isurim, even if it's Dover Shesh Lamatirin, fall by the wayside. Why? Because I was Mevatel the Cheftz itself, and the Cheftz is
Well, even if you don't go with the Mevatel the Cheftz itself, but if you go away and you Mevarer, first of all, you first settle whether it's Mutter as a Trefa, and you decide it's Mutter as a Trefa because it's Batel Barov. Okay? It's Batel Barov.
And it's a Dover Shesh Lamatirin, right?
And now, but we consider it still that it was Nolad B'Shabbos or B'Yontif.
Right.
It was Nolad B'Yontif.
Right.
Okay, so now you have Nolad B'Yontif, and you have, but when Yontif is over, you'll be allowed to eat.
So it's a Dover Shesh Lamatirin.
So it would be a Dover Shesh Lamatirin.
And that was the Havamina of the Rashba. So now we're trying to rack our brains and figure out what was the Maskana of the Rashba.
So the Rashba is telling you, don't do that. You can't first decide that it's going to be Batel Barov, and then say that now it's a din of Dover Shesh Lamatirin as far as Muktzah goes, and therefore you can eat it on Shabbos.
No. Dover Shesh Lamatirin means you have to wait till after Shabbos.
I'm sorry, you mean that you have to wait till after Shabbos. So don't do that.
Right.
Instead, you mean Mavara it the other way around. You say, first you decide whether it's a Dover Shesh Lamatirin, and you say it isn't. because you have not decided the question of treifer yet. So when Shabbos, when Yom Tov is over, it's not immediately mutter.
I lost you. But again, the maskana of the Rashba is
that you can eat it on Shabbos.
On Yom Tov, right?
Yeah, the reason he says you can eat it on Yom Tov is because if you start by first deciding that it's mutter to eat it because it's batel barov, then you're not allowed to eat it on Yom Tov because of Yesh Bator V'Sheish Malatir.
Okay.
But if you first decide on whether you first decide on the din of mutza, and you say, oh, it's usher because it's davar she'ein yesh bo matirin, and it's usher to eat it right away because it is a treifa, then in that case you would not be allowed to eat it on Yom Tov. So it depends which.
So again, what I don't have klar, Alan, maybe you have a klar in your mind, but you weren't successful pedagogically.
Okay.
Is why is the Rashba Maskana telling me that I can eat this egg on Yom?
Okay, what Rashba is saying is that.
Start with the Maskana, if you don't mind. Moving backwards, because I got pretty well.
The Maskana is that you can eat it on
why?
On Yom Tov. Why can you eat it on Yom Tov?
Yeah.
Because the Rashba is saying that A plus B is not the same as B plus A. What he's saying is that A plus B is, one, it's mukta,
right,
and two, it's treifa.
Okay.
So if you put it in that order, what you're saying, immediately it's mukta, and because it's mukta, it's a davar she'ein yesh bo matirin, and therefore you cannot eat it on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, period, right?
Right.
Period. That you have to wait till after Yom Tov, then you can eat it because then you've been vatel et barov. But if you say B plus A, then you're saying first I decide that it's mutter, forgetting about that it happens to be a davar sheba mutza. It's mutter because it's vatel barov. Now I have to decide I have something that's mutter. That something that's mutter that it also happens to be a davar that's mukta. For that, it's davar sheyesh bo matirim, and it would be usher to eat it on Yom Tov.
So again, I'm begging you, just if you could, Alan, do me a favor. Cut that all out, and just answer one specific question. Why lamaskana can I eat this beitza on Yom Tov?
You can eat this beitza on
Yom Tov. A, B, C, and D. Just tell me why.
I can eat this beitza on Yom Tov because this beitza is not treifa. If this beitza is not treifa...
No, I'm asking a different question. I'm asking, the beitza was nulled on Yom Tov, correct? That makes it a davar sheyesh lo matirin. How can I apply beitza on Yom Tov to a davar sheyesh lo matirin?
I might have slipped in the tongue. Okay, I'm sorry. The reason you can eat this beitza on Yom Tov is because this beitza is a davar.
But again, that's only as far as treifa is concerned. No. How does the elo matirin of treifa help me for the iser mukta?
Yeah, because that's what the Rashba's principle is. The Rashba's principle is if it wouldn't become mutter afterwards,
I have one witness here.
No, but I'm telling you why.
Maybe you said it better than me.
No, I'm saying why is it not mutter afterwards?
It's because the treifa.
No, because
the suffix treifa.
Because you didn't decide on the inyan of treifa beforehand. If you decided the inyan of treifa first, then it would be mutter immediately after Yom Tov, and therefore it would be usher to eat it on Yom Tov.
So you want to apply bitul on Yom Tov.
What you're doing, if you were mevatel it on Yom Tov because it's chad betray, then it's no. They're finished with the iser of treifa. Now you're only left with the fact that it's mutzah. If it's mutzah, it's a davar sheyesh bo matirin, and therefore you can't eat it on Yom Tov. On the other hand, if you don't do away with the chad betray, you leave it as suffix treifa until after Yom Tov. Then you can't eat it on Yom Tov. Because you can eat it on,
But again, Alan, what I think you're confusing yourself a little bit, if you pardon. you're getting involved in issues about bittul. The issue that I think the Rashba is focused on exclusively is how to define a davar sheyesh lo matir. Bittul come later, meaning first, you know, set yourself up in a logical sequence. First decide, is this beitza a davar sheyesh lo matir or is it not? And then we'll see. Oh, if you decide it's a davar sheyesh lo matir, then there's no bittul. If you decide that it's davar sheyesh lo matir, and that's what we have to define. And that, I think what the Rashba's chiddush here is, that if the egg itself is a davar sheyesh lo matir, then bittul should apply. Why? What gives you the right to define it as a davar sheyesh lo matir? The answer is, because what are you going to tell me? You're going to tell me that this object, as I look at it, again, forget about bittul now, there's no such thing as bittul. This object is going to become mutter. Says the Rashba, I can't say that. And if I can't say that this object is going to become mutter, then it's not mutter. And if it's not mutter, it's not a davar sheyesh lo matir.
Yeah.
Davar sheyesh lo matir, says the Rashba, is only something that I can say that this iser is going to become mutter. If I can't say that, then it's not a davar sheyesh lo matir.
But you can't.
Let's apply the logic of the Ran, for example. What is the Ran's logic, if you recall that we started? The Ran says that davar sheyesh lo matir is considered heter beheter. Why? Because I already anticipate kavyochel the heter. In the case of treif, I can't anticipate it. So as far as this beitza is concerned, if you ask me the status of this beitza can't be defined as heter. It cannot be defined as heter. Because there's no way I can anticipate that heter coming into the world, says the Rashba. If I can't anticipate that that heter is going to come into this world with the passage of time, then it's Iser, and if it's Iser, it's subject to Bittul. It's also davar sheyesh lo matir, and who cares? It doesn't matter. As far as the Beitza is concerned, this Beitza is not a davar sheyesh lo matir, and if it's not a davar sheyesh lo matir, it's not heter. The principle of heter v'heter lo batil doesn't apply.
Yep.
So again, if we were to isolate the Iser Mukta, and let's say go with Rashi. Rashi's saying, Aj tochlenu al yedei bittul, tochlenu beheter. Is doch then the Tzedek's objection to the Talmud Maskil is correct, is justified, and the Talmud Maskil is out in the cold. There's no way you can tell me that I can apply the principle of bittul on Yontif itself because Aj tochlenu b'Iser tochlenu beheter. But if the Rashba is trying to define whether or not this is called heter, and therefore it negates bittul because of heter beheter lo batil, then the Rashba is very right, he's very justified in his conclusion by saying this is not heter. Why isn't it heter? Because I cannot predict that it's going to become mutter. Something which will become mutter, with the passage of time, I can already define as heter.
Can I try one more time, and then I'll quit?
The only question I have for you is, how long can you stay? I mean, I know Jeff is usually on a tight schedule.
No,
have a little bit more flexibility? Okay. Because what I do want to fit in today, if possible, is it's authentic. I mean, that was sort of like the punchline of the Shia, which we have to get up to.
Okay, give me 2 minutes, and then if that doesn't work, I'll just quit.
You don't have to quit. We could do it after, yeah, you know, at, well, at a different occasion.
I think of my grandchildren as the problem.
No, I'm saying on a different day.
Yeah, right.
But don't throw in the towel.
The mice is...
We could eat it tomorrow.
Right. The problem is there are two blemishes in this egg here.
Yeah.
One blemish is that it's mukta.
Right.
And one blemish is that it's trefa.
Correct.
Okay. If you can get rid of the trefa blemish, then you're only left with the mukta blemish.
Right.
If you're only left with the muksla blemish, then that's a davar sheyesh bo matir. Right?
That's the Havmin of the Rashba.
Okay.
And that's the Talmud.
Okay. What he's saying is, since this is not definitely where you can get rid of the trefa blemish, the reason you can't definitely, because it depends on the order you do it in. If you mevarer, so to speak, though it's not a matter of a fact, but if you're mevarer that the egg is not a trefa because maybe called chad betray is bottle, right?
Yeah.
Then you're now not dealing with, you're not dealing at all with the blemish of trefa, and your only blemish you have is the blemish of mukta. The blemish of mukta you cannot get rid of on yontif because it's davar sheyesh lo matir.
Okay. Yeah, so that's clearly the Havmin of the Rashba. Okay, what I've been asking for the last half hour, okay. So what's the Maskana of the Rashba?
So the Maskana of the Rashba is The maskana of the Rashba is that that's not true, because since you can do it by way of chad b'trei is bottle, with it getting rid of the treifa aspect of the egg, then it immediately after Shabbos it does become mutter.
Again, but that was the Havavi of the Rashba. We're trying to figure out the Maskana. Yeah,
okay.
You always Chazir, you bring us back to the Havavi. We know that in the Havavi, it's a Dovah Sheyesh Lamatirin Vizvi Book.
Yes,
so then you have to wait until after Yontif. But the Maskana of the Rashba says you don't have to wait until after Yontif. And that's the Talmud, you know, Maskil's Chiddush over here, the Rashba is saying that Afal P, that it was Nol of Yontif, nevertheless, it's a Dovah Sheyesh Lamatirin in the Maskana of the Rashba, and a Dovah Sheyesh Lamatirin is bottled if I don't have to wait till after Yontif. But the question is obvious. The Rashba says that why is it a Dovah Sheyesh Lamatirin? Because the treifa is not going to become mutter.
Right.
But what about the muktzah aspect? That's what we keep yelling and screaming. The muktzah is definitely a Dovah Sheyesh Lamatirin. That's what the Rashba understood this Havamim.
Yeah.
So what was this maskana? How do I obviate or circumvent the problem of a Dovah Sheyesh Lamatirin vis-a-vis the muktzah?
Yeah, because he said, because what he says is, it's the object itself, the egg itself, that we're dealing with here, whether it's Yeshua or not here. We're not talking about one tiny aspect, we're talking about the whole egg. If the egg is sof, is at the end of Yontif, is treifa, you can't eat it. If you can't eat it, it's not a Dovah Sheyesh Lo Matir. You can holler up and down that it's no longer mukta, but it's still it's not mutter to eat the egg. Finished up your belly is still going to be empty at the end of Yom Tov because you can't eat the egg.
But I'm just saying, Al, that's not what the Rashba says. The Rashba doesn't say that after Yom Tov it still remains treifa. What the Rashba says is that a Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin is only something that I can definitely with certainty predict that it will become mutter. This case, I can't be sure about it, and therefore it's not a Dover Sheyesh Lo
Matirin. Well, definitely because they also...
That doesn't make sense according to Talmud Maskil, because the Talmud Maskil is going to always be vulnerable to the following attack, even if the Rashba says that Bataris Trefa and the nature of the Isa Trefa is that it's a Dover She'en Lo Matirin, what's he going to say about the Isa Mukta? Meaning, what's problematic here in the Talmud Maskil is that you know the Rashba never gives us an insight, never gives us a clue, a grasp on why the mukta problem is relieved. He's telling me that as far as the treifa problem is concerned, that's a dovah she'en lo matir. But he never addresses the main problem head on, and that is the mukta issue. What we're suggesting is that perhaps there's a shift here in the Rashba between his havamina and his maskana about how to define a dovah she'en lo matir. The Rashba in his havamina says if you can wait until after yontif and remove these from books, that's exactly what you have to do. The Rashi's maskana is that no, we have to ask ourselves a different question. Can I predict that this hefta itself, because of the nature of its iser, will become mutter, will not become mutter? If you can predict that it's going to become mutter, that's called heter, and heter is not bottle. If you cannot predict that it'll become mutter, it's beyond your grasp to determine whether it'll be mukta or not. It's not an iser that turns into heter. Then this is a dovah she'en lo matirin.
So why has it become not mukta? Why can't you don't know whether it's become mukta or not?
No. I'm not saying that you don't know whether it become mukta or not. You don't know whether this beitza will become mutter.
Mutter.
That's why I don't know what I said, but I meant to say.
Yeah.
All right. But let's, Rabosai, in the few minutes that we have remaining, let's take a shot at the teretz of the tzemach tzedek.
Okay.
Lachain tiretz tzemach tzedek. Al pi pirish Rashi v'parshas Matas al apasuk Hashem yislach lo v'zel shonu Rashi. This Rashi Matas, I think it's based on a sugya in Nazir, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
But me'er kosev medak. What's the case where Hashem yislach lo means she needs slicha v'kapara? Isha nadra ben Nazir v'shama baila v'hefer lo. Vehi lo yada. She was unaware of the fact that her husband was mefer the ned,
and she was over anyway.
The avral nizra, the shasa sayayin v'timol ames, zu he shetzricha slicha. She needs slicha.
Okay.
V'afal pishu mufar. After all, what did she violate? There was no naziris here, unbeknown to her. It's almost like I envision that this is chazetrev, and it's got the badatz hechsher on it.
And you ate it.
In kelo also saw isul amafreil amafreil. It's quite clear she never did an avera. Mikomakom kevat shehilo yada shabal heferla tzricha kapara. Meaning, if in her mind she's violating an avera, or the same problem if it would be a suffik avera. Again, we're assuming suffik deraisa lechumra, and there was a suffik at least in her mind. Correct.
Right.
Then she violated that situation. Again, if you ask me objectively, did she do a maisa avera? In the strict objective sense, the answer is no, because there was no naziris. The baal was mefila. Hafaras habaal is mafeya. But nevertheless, if you ask me, in her mindset, did she believe that she was violating an isur, or at least a suffik isur? The answer is yes, and she needs kapara. What's this got to do with us? A very nice shtickle Torah. If we were learning Masechta Nazir or Rashi and Matas, in kein hachinami im betoch osan chaf aleph yom kodem sheneda. Noda, Sheikh Shera, what about that period of time in the life of this individual who has a hen and he doesn't know if it's a trefa? Is Achal Echad as a Beitza? He went ahead and he ate the egg from this hen.
Right.
Now, it could be that later on, in fact, we'll find out, lo and behold, to this guy's luck, it wasn't a trefa. But at the time that he ate the egg, he was in a suffix, he was in doubt. Is Varei di Avad Isura. He definitely violates an Isur. Afagav shenimtza achkach shikshera l'mafreya. It was always a beitza kshera from the day, from the moment it was hatched. Mikomakon kevet v'shas achilos ha-yosofek Isur. In kein hochinami, af shenimtza achkach kshera mikomakon v'idom v'shesh l'matirin. The Chiddush of the Rashba, the Havanin of the Rashba was that this is a Dom Sheish Lomatir. What are you going to tell me? That Mimarashach, that was the Kash that Tzemach said, either it was Mutter from day one, or it was Asr, and it'll never be Mutter. The answer is, but in the middle, there's what you call an Avera B'Torah Sofek. And that Avera B'Torah Sofek will never be removed, even when later on we clarify that this hen was indeed a healthy animal. It was not a trefah, it was kshera, we know. But nevertheless, he violated an isur, Hashem Yislach lo, because at the time he didn't know what the, you know, you go into a what do you call it, a gambling place, you don't know whether you're going to win or you're going to lose. You know, you take a gamble, so you're going to expose yourself to that thing. And therefore, it's a Dovr Sheish Lamatirin. Why? Because instead of hopping and jumping into this Safek Isur situation, you should have waited until you knew for sure it was a kshera, a healthy animal. In kein shapim mikri nitan, nitar ata. In other words, it's a Dovra nitar in the Havamina of the Rashba. Now, the Tzemach Tzedek does a brilliant move here in order to justify the Havamina of the Rashba. He leaves it to us to fill in the maskana. And the maskana is that a Dovra Sheish Lo Matirin has to be predictable that it'll be a heter. If this Safek Trefa is not predictable, we have no way of really knowing one way or the other, then it's not called a Dovra Sheish Lo Matirin, and it's subject to Bittul. In the Havamina, the Rashba didn't know this principle, that if it's not Vadai, that it'll become Mutter, then it remains Dovr She'ein Lo Matirin. He thought that it's Dovr She'ein Lo Matirin if you can clarify the heter afterwards. If you can clarify the heter afterwards. Now, you'll ask me the question, well, if we clarify the heter afterwards, then he never violated an Isur also. So to begin with, right? That there was no Avera in the Beit, so it was Muteris. So why do you call it a Dovr She'ein Lo Matirin? Why are you pushing him to wait until he clarifies whether this hen can lay eggs or can't lay eggs, whether it can survive 12 months or can't survive? Just forget about all that. If at the end of the day, we find out that this trefa was really not a, this Sophic trefa was really not a trefa at all, so then he didn't violate any Isser. So what's the Dovah Sheish Shmatirin? The answer is the Rashba understood that I need a Dovah Sheish Shmatirin vis-a-vis this Isser called Hashem Yislachlo. That even if later on we will clarify, I'm afraid that there was no Avera, but when you got involved, it was a Suffolk situation. That is an Isser which you have to circumvent, and you can circumvent it simply by waiting. So don't apply Bittel to that Isser of Hashem Yislach Lo, but rather wait until you can clarify it, and then you can eat the bait. So that was the happening of the Rashba. Came the Rashba with a new Chiddush, a bomb revolution, that Dovah Sheish Shmatirin only applies if the Heter is going to be Vadai. If the Heter is not Vadai, then it's not a Dovah Sheish Shmatirin.
Okay.
Again, if we had more time, I mean, this, you know, let me know if you want to continue with this, because the Achronim don't like this Tzemach Tzedek. They mamish don't like. The Aruch HaShulchan goes ballistic over here. And he says that the equation, the analogy here of the Tzemach Tzedek between the sugya of Hashem Yislach Lo and this case of the Suffolk
Church. It's frumkeit on top of a halacha is what it is, basically is.
Well, no, I mean, Hashem Yislach Lo is a serious business. You know?
But it's unrelated to the fact of whether this is mutter or not. The fact is he didn't eat something trade. Doesn't matter what you think. You may have thought this, you may have thought that.
Do you want a copy of the Aruch HaShulchan? I think I may have one here if you want to study it on your own. This is the Aruch HaShulchan here. I even bolded the punchline.
Okay.
But if you get a chance, make a copy, but the machine.
Machine
is on the blink. Don't care about how much you all have been Shabbos.